From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A twin-engine Antonov 148 passenger plane crashed shortly after takeoff from a Moscow airport Sunday, killing all 71 people on board. Russian Transport Minister Maxim Sokolov said the first task in the investigation is organizing the logistics. He emphasized it's too early to draw conclusions as to the cause of the crash. Todd Curtis of Airsafe.com said the evidence would suggest the aircraft broke apart before the crash.
What was shown was essentially fairly small pieces of wreckage widely scattered, which implies to me that since there's no central crash location with a lot of wreckage, that this aircraft very likely broke up in midair.
The plane, manufactured in 2010 and operated by Saratov Airlines, disappeared from radar moments after departing and lost altitude rapidly. The last major crash in Russia occurred Christmas Day 2016, when a plane operated by the Russian Defense Ministry crashed into the Black Sea, killing all 62 on board. In Arizona, three were killed, four injured Saturday when their tour helicopter crashed in the Grand Canyon. All six tourists were British. South African Deputy President and head of the African National Congress, Cyril Ramaphosa, Sunday told supporters in Cape Town the party's executive body will meet again Monday to finalize discussions on the future of embattled President Jacob Zuma.
We will continue to wage a relentless war against corruption and mismanagement of the resources of our country.
Mr. Zuma, who was replaced as party leader in December, has been dogged for years by corruption allegations and is being pressured to resign ahead of next year's election. Ramaphosa said Mr. Zuma had both have been in negotiations over his departure. This is